No matter where you are, if you're in bed, pull the sheets up a little closer. If you're driving, pay attention to who might be in the back seat, or if you see eyes in your rearview mirror, be careful. Don't pick up hitchhikers tonight, because you're about to hear Heidi Hollis as we talk about The Hat Man, true story of evil encounters, and so much more next on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, welcome back to Coast, get ready. Heidi Hollis back with us, truth seeker of the unknown, the strange, a foremost expert on shadow people, the Hat Man phenomena. And she actually gave them both their descriptive names in her books, The Secret War, a true story about a real alien war, and Shadow People, and The Hat Man, the true story of evil encounters. Heidi is also a radio talk show host, cartoonist, occupational therapist. Her paranormal comic strip is called The Outlanders. And here she is back on Coast to Coast, ready to scare the living daylights out of us, Heidi, aren't you?
You know I love to, right, George?
Yes. How have you been?
I've been pretty good. How about yourself?
Oh, everything's good. Tommy's good. He's going up in a NASA plane tomorrow, 40,000 feet high, and he's going to be in it for 10 hours.
Holy smokes.
I mean, he's going to go over Alaska. He's going to go everywhere in 10 hours. God knows where he's going to go. We're going to hook up with him via Skype, technology permitting, and, you know, we'll see what's up. But anyway, tell me what you've been doing lately.
Oh, my gosh. Well, my latest project is doing my paranormal comic strip. I actually did one of you and Tom. Tom had requested a couple of months ago that I put you guys into a strip, and I did, and your webmaster is supposed to be putting it up there tonight.
So oh, we'll take a look at that.
Yeah, yeah. But the Outlanders, I mean, essentially, I have a couple of characters that are kind of going hand in hand. A Bigfoot and an alien moves in, and the Bigfoot refers to him as being a refugee. So, and then there's some human homesteaders on the opposing hill. So it's for a lot of fun. Shadow people will come into the play, and I'll be messing with everything paranormal in the comic strip, essentially.
You do just a great job on paranormal investigating. Just a great job. How did you get started in this?
You know, I think a lot of people that get involved in this start off as experiencers, and I was the same. I grew up in a haunted house. It was nothing pleasant. It was nothing that I would ever recommend for anybody to have to go through, but it piqued my curiosity to find answers. I soon found that I had also an alien encounter as a kid, and where myself and my sister, you love that clown story.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know me and clowns.
Oh, gosh, I can't stand them. A robotic toy clown came after me and my sister, and we both lost consciousness and, you know, missing time. It's just the oddest thing. And to have that memory come back to us 10 years after it happened, I'm like, look, you know, we knew about ghosts, but what was this thing?
Hey, let me ask you a quick technical question. Did you just hear a big zap like that?
No.
You didn't hear anything?
No.
Okay. Yeah, that our engineer will need to know that.
Uh-oh.
But that's good to know. Tonight we're going to talk about the Hat Man,
yeah.
Slender Man, Shadow People. But I need you to tell people about these individuals, these entities. And let's go through each one. Let's start with the Hat Man. What is the Hat Man?
You know, I had made the mistake early on. I'd introduced the Shadow People topic on your show many years ago. And I thought that the Hat Man was another form that shadow people took, because shadow people can come in any shape or form, really. They could become a cloud, a rodent, somewhat of a person-looking thing. And it was myself and college roommate who were experiencing these different beings. There was nothing out there on the topic in 97, and we put it up online, and there was one image that I put up there, and it was of this man in a suit. I personally had not experienced him at the time. It was my college roommate who did. And I essentially rescued her from the incident without knowing it. She was screaming in the middle of the night. I ran to her room. I thought literally that someone had broken and was attacking her.
Oh.
And she was crouched in the corner. Just, I never, you know, until you've seen somebody who felt like their very life is at risk, you just don't know what that feels like. I mean, she was horrified. And the way she kept, you know, pointing and shaking, saying, the man, I'm like, oh, no, somebody's broken in. I'm looking around and checking doors, windows, and she's like, no. You know, it was their first gasp that she could get was, he disappeared when you opened the door. And I'm like, well, you know, what did this guy look like? And she's like, blackness itself, but she could, you know, distinguish different characteristics, a suit, a trench coat, and a flat gaucho type of hat. She even noticed he had a goatee.
And they all have hats, don't they?
Not always, George. Oddly enough, not always.
Really?
Which is,
okay.
Yeah, and you know, he changes a suit up. That's another.
Well, and sometimes I think, Heidi, of these Abe Lincoln type top hats.
Yes, the top hats.
Do they have, they have some of those, right?
Yes, yes. And you know, this is an interesting link with the top hat. Form. I don't know if he likes to change up, you know, his outfits, but he seems to match the top hat more with a cape.
Do you think it's just one entity or many?
That is the newer element that I'm coming across as of late. You know, every once in a while I'd get an email. I have thousands of reports, by the way. Thousands.
Oh, I know,
and
you do. You could write 90 books based on just the reports.
It's through the roof, George. It's exploding. And that's the very, very scary element of this, is that it's not slowing down. It's getting worse.
Has anybody ever been physically hurt by the Hat Man?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sadly enough, I've had many people write to me about being picked up, thrown. And this other element that's showing up as a... not just that he's choking people, because, you know, the physical element of him putting his hands around somebody's throat is one thing, but now he's kind of taken a step back, and he's appearing, and people will feel the choke, but see, he's standing there with his hands to his side, and I'm like, well,
then how's that
show a different amount of respect of fear? I don't understand why that is. I mean, he's changing things up. And it's quite disturbing. But another thing to mention, I've had several people write me about him not always being in black.
Sometimes, oh, now he's changing his
yeah,
outfit?
He really is. A very dark brown pinstripe pants.
I mean, I thought, we'll get to shadow people. But so the Hat Man has image to him. You can see things, right? It's not just shadowy.
He's not always shadowy. He can be, but you know, people can see his skin, and if they see his skin, usually they'll see that his eyes are solid black.
Is,
if not, his eyes are glowing red.
Is the Hat Man the same as the shadow people?
He is not the same.
He's
no,
not.
He's not
okay.
The same. That was a mistake that I put early on, and I called him the Hat Man Shadow.
Yes, I remember
and
that.
People still, oh, so I saw the shadow man, you know, or the shadow person, and then they'll describe the Hat Man. I'm like, he's a whole other ball game, you know, and wait till you see what shadow people are in comparison to
okay.
The Hat Man.
Now, we're going to come back to all these. I want you to describe for us Slender Man, and Slender Man was in the news some time ago for a tragedy, but tell us, who is Slender Man?
Well, Slender Man is actually a meme that was created by Eric Knudsen. June 10th, 2009, he was doing a Photoshop contest where you had to manipulate a regular picture to be as creepy as possible. And he put a caption that said, "We didn't want to go, we didn't want to kill them, but its persistent silence and outstretched arms horrified and comforted us at the same time." So this guy is essentially, he has no hair, he does not wear a hat, but he's extremely tall, and he wears a suit, and he's always seen as a sort of guardian around children. But he's been very popular on the website called Creepypasta.
Who sees him, Heidi?
Very young children.
Young children, not adults?
You know, adults, you know, people that like sci-fi, fantasy, horror stuff, yeah, they're into it. But this is really, really popular among preteens, especially.
Like a cult thing?
I think that people like to be scared from the start. I mean, I don't know about you, but Nancy Drew, you know, Hardy Boys, you know, Goosebumps, kids like to be scared, and everybody's online and they're checking things out. And I think this is just another form of, you know, horror loving
entertainment. Yeah, but it took a serious tone in Wisconsin, didn't it?
It did.
What happened?
Yes, and this is really, really disturbing to me. So when I was finishing up my book on the Hat Man, called The Hat Man, I published that book May 12th of 2014. The attack of these two 12-year-olds, Anissa Weir and Morgan Geyser, attacked their best friend, who was also 12 years old, May 31st, 2014. I grew up about a 25-minute drive from where this happened.
It was a stabbing case.
It was a stabbing. They stabbed this poor girl, I believe, 19 times, and she survived. A really, really tough little kid. What was very disturbing to me, just before I put this book out, Hat Man made himself known to me. Okay, so all these years, he's never come at me.
So wait a minute. You're researching Slender Man. You're putting out information in a book about Slender Man, and then the Hat Man shows up?
I was putting a book together on the Hat Man.
On the Hat Man, okay.
And, you know, I have, again, I have thousands of reports of him over the years. My emails turn from 100% shadow people. When I put his image up, it's like 99% Hat Man.
Mm-hmm.
What I get now. This change is actually, I started off with alien encounters, and it's incredible, the evolution of the emails and the experiences going on out there. But, yeah, this guy, this Hat Man, he's in the ears of children, and so is Slender Man in this, you know, made-up fantasy world that they're...
Would you say, Heidi, that they're both evil entities or not?
Oh, I sure would. And, you know, I can't help but to think that the creator of Slender Man may have actually experienced the real guy, Hat Man. And
when he was a kid. When he was a kid, maybe.
I believe so. And, you know, the interesting part about the Slender Man stabbing case in Wisconsin with Anissa. Anissa was interested in the topic of creepypasta in the website, and she introduced Morgan, her friend who did the actual stabbing, excuse me, to the topic of Slender Man. And when Morgan saw the image of Slender Man, she said, "Oh my God, I saw him when I was 5 years old." And that she would see him in her dreams. Now, mind you, Morgan has been diagnosed now as being schizophrenic, but I can't help but to think that some people who have mental illness have indeed experienced more of the paranormal world than a lot of people like to let on. So, so she said that she felt she was being stalked by Slender Man. I think she didn't know, you know, about the real phenomena called the Hat Man. But she described very, very similar accounts to what it is that I get in the thousands and lumps in emails of him telling her that she needed to kill. This Hat Man will whisper into children's ears, tell them that they need to kill, that they need to kill themselves, or he's going to do it for them.
Well, see, that is pure evil. Pure
that
evil.
Is. To go to children, of all things. You know, I'm an occupational therapist, and I had a student therapist underneath me, and she was only there for a brief amount of time, and, you know, everybody every once in a while asked me, "Hey, what is it that you do? You write books on what?" And I briefly told her about the Hat Man. The look of horror on her face, she's like, "I saw him when I was a kid." I'm like, "Well, do tell." And she said, "Well, I was probably 3 years old. I saw a fork on the floor. I knew I'm not supposed to play with forks, and there was an outlet, and I'm looking at the outlet, I'm looking at the fork, I'm looking back and forth," and she goes, "when all of a sudden, this very tall man bends all the way down to her face within an inch and looks at the fork and looks at the outlet and says, go ahead, stick it in. I mean, to encourage a three-year-old
to electrocute herself. Jeez.
A three-year-old. That's how low this guy will go. And for people to think that, you know, this may be a fantasy, just like the Men in Black, you know, I say if it's not Will Smith, don't open the door. You know, another element of the paranormal reality that we all live in has been put into the fantasy world.
Are
confusing it, especially children.
Are we getting more crimes with Slender Man now than we did with this initial stabbing case?
I think that Hat Man is behind it, not Slender Man, but I think that the Hat Man is definitely whispering into a lot of people's ears. He encourages things beyond what you and I hope to never experience. I've had many near suicides write me who say, you know, I kept getting this feeling like I had to do this. Now, I have a friend who's a family member was seeing the Hat Man and would see him at sporadic times and didn't know what to think of it and was horrified.
And this is primarily, you see the Hat Man where? At home? Outside?
Anywhere. I've heard of him sitting in trees looking at people.
Oh, God, that'd be a great sight.
Windows, sitting on your bed. He's everywhere. There's no limit. Daytime, it really doesn't matter. In your backseat of your car, I've had several people tell me about that, including my own sister, which was disturbing. But this friend, her family member, was suddenly found having overdosed and swears that they did not do that. All they know is they saw the Hat Man. Next thing they know, they're waking up in the hospital, and they're like, I really didn't do this. I really love life. I wasn't aiming to do this. But what do you say? What do you say to the common everyday person that I'm not crazy? I think he tried to kill me. I've had somebody write me, I believe she was about 10 years old or so, and she was telling her mother that this guy was coming into her bedroom. Now, Hat Man is just as tall as Slender Man. There goes another
So a lot of similarities there.
Yeah, very tall, 7 feet and taller, and with the suit, the silent stares, and that's what the Hat Man was doing to this poor girl.
Is it the hat that makes them tall?
No.
So if they took the hat off, they'd still be about 7 feet.
Oh, gosh. You know, usually the Hat Man, when he comes into somebody's bedroom, he's got to bend over. He's that tall.
See, that's interesting that you say that, because that sounds like it's physical.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
That's scary. All right, Heidi, stay with us. Going to take just a really quick break, and then we're going to come back and talk more. Lex, by the way, has the comic that you made of me and Tommy, and he'll have it up on the Coast to Coast website in seconds, right here on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, welcome back. Heidi Hollis with us. We'll take your calls and stories next hour. And Lex has posted the comic that Heidi drew up of me and producer Tom Danheiser. It's in the highlight reel. All you have to do is check one of the buttons, and it will pop up. Nice job with that, by the way, Heidi.
I'm glad you liked it.
Defamation, libel, everything else. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
That was the request of Tom, believe it or not.
Was it really?
It really was. A couple of months ago, I told him about my comic, and yes. He's like, you think he could do me a story?
He's got such an ego, doesn't he?
Blame him.
See, he probably wanted the comic of just him, but without me, nobody would have looked at it.
Oh, God.
Okay.
I had much fun with it.
So back to the Hat Man, Slender Man. I want to get into Shadow People. We'll get into that in a second. But so this shadow person comes in height. It's changing. That's serious stuff. If it's changing, it's molding itself.
Oh no, it's molding us. This is the latest. And you know, George, it comes a time where you know very few things give me goosebumps, but Hat Man is now starting to recruit the people that he meets.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, gosh. He is asking them to join him, and they're writing me these letters of
evil?
Being taken to these scenarios, and How to essentially reap a soul, George. Reap a
He's
soul.
building an army with humans?
He's fitting them with suits and hats and telling them. Now, I had a really interesting one write me not too long ago about the scenario of, you know, a ship, a UFO had crashed. And they were going up, like they just were showing how to go up to a human and touch their chest to rip their soul out, okay? And the ship crashed, and he went up to the ship to go, and the being was dying. And Hatman said, not that one. It's like, well, what, you know, why
they,
not?
They picked and chose.
You know, but not the alien. Very, very.
How did they get to these areas of chaos and destruction so quickly?
You know, I think that Hatman is definitely drawn to the negative energy. So he comes when these things are going on, or he even encourages them to happen.
So if there's, you know, an accident, he's there.
Oh, accidents. He's in the road getting in their way, and they try to divert and they have an accident. Or they just have an accident.
What?
He's standing there. Oh, yeah. He's causing the problem.
Looks like a hitchhiker or something?
More like an obstruction, because he's solid. He's so solid. You think you're about to run somebody over.
Who happens to be in a hat and 7 feet tall?
Yeah, actually. You know, this is interesting because when he's outside, I don't get so many people distinguishing how big he is. When he's inside.
You can see that because you compare it to your ceiling and stuff. But you're saying that people will see him in the road, swerve, they get into an accident. And, you know, like they say, God forbid, if there's a deer on the road, don't swerve. You have to hit it. It's safer than swerving, even though you're going to total your car. And some people have had the deer go right through their front windshield.
Right.
But you're saying they swerve, they get into an accident, and then the hat man comes up to them as they're, you know, dying in their car and grabs their soul?
It really does sound like it. The ones that have survived
Jeez.
Have told me they watch him watching and laughing sometimes. Yeah.
What is it? What is its goal? What does it want to do eventually?
You know, I spoke to an author about near-death experiences, and, you know, everything's love and light, and, you know, oh, there's light at the end of the tunnel, and I'm like, what about the other experiences? And I left it open when I asked him this question. And I said, oh, well, the dark man shows up. I'm like, and what does the dark man look like? And they describe the hat man to a T. And I'm like, and that's the hat man. And she's been researching this for over 30 years. And she's like, well, what do you mean by that? And I told her about this whole phenomenon. She's like, yeah, he's the guy that shows up to people that are not quite going to the fluffy place. So it was interesting that she allowed herself to talk about that. But, yeah, suicides. When people woke up from a near suicide attempt, and they see him.
Does he induce the suicides?
I believe so. Like the story that I was sharing about the friend whose family member doesn't recall trying to kill himself. I think he's got his hand in a lot of things. And I don't think that when there are riots even being held in the streets that it's always under their control, the person that is said to be the rioter. I really don't. He's got his hands in people very deep, and especially the ones that have experienced him for 30, 40 years. He gets his hands into people when they're kids, and he threatens them. I had someone who wrote me that was they remember being in a crib, so they know they were a toddler of some sort, and the hat man coming up to them and inspiring the fear of ultimate death if they cried. I mean, to be able to, with a look, put that fear into a child so young and for them to remember as an adult, that's horrifying. And the mother saw this, that as Hat Man picked that child up, slammed the door in the mother's face, and the mother recounted the experience, hearing like screams from her child that sounded near like a grown man.
Are you seeing any similarities of change with Hat Man? I mean, are things clipping along at a quick pace and they're changing?
They really are. The experiences, there's still people that are discovering they're not the only ones, first off. And so they're giving me a lot of raw details about what it is that they've experienced over the years and how their experiences are escalating to the point of, you know, Hatman being this bystander, staring and getting closer and starting to speak and now saying, join him. And then them having these scenarios, these dreams put in them to experience, you know, going after people's souls. And this is fascinating. You'd ask if there's more than one. I'm getting more reports of there being more than one in the room at a time sometimes.
I would think that there would be many if they're evil entities. Are they demons?
Oh, I think so. But he claims to be the number one demon. He calls himself Scratch sometimes when people ask. So that's the Old Norse term for the devil, you know? So what are we calling this guy? I prefer to just call him the Hat Man, and I don't like to give him a whole lot of respect because what he's doing to people, it's not just a possibility that he's coming sometime into people's lives. It's a threat. He's looking for people. He's looking for that soft spot, a way to get in. And I tell people, you know, it's about getting your faith right these days, because if you don't, you're looking at something that is the total opposite of what is good in this world. You better hope that you have some kind of faith to throw at him, because that's the only thing that works. His strength is built upon your fear, but if you have some confidence in your belief system, you're able to push him back. And the name of God, Jesus, it works for people to defeat him.
Why have you come, and you've been doing this for years, but why have you come public with this?
You know, it took me a while.
Are you trying to scare people or help people, Heidi?
I'm really, you know, the goal is to try to educate and help people to wake up to the threat that's going on. Because all too often, you know, stuff like the Slender Man, oh, it's a meme, it's nothing to be concerned about, it's all fantasy. I'm like, this is something that it's coming, and it's increasing in occurrence, and it blows my mind how many people I meet randomly who just tell me out of nowhere, oh, you're into the paranormal? I have this story for you that I experienced. And I don't even have to mention this guy. You know, just before I put the book out on him, he showed up twice, and he came to my job, and he threatened a patient of mine in front of another therapist. And he did this 2 days in a row, 15 minutes after I spoke of him, just before I put this book out. He knows what's going on. He's listening. He's quite aware. I tell people, if you don't want to meet him, it doesn't matter if you speak of him or not. He's listening, yes, but he's also searching. He's looking for that weak link, the person that may be ill and not know it. I think, you know, it's interesting how people say, he showed up in my life soon after I had a diagnosis of cancer, or soon after somebody passed away in the house. And he's aware. He's very aware. And if we're not aware of his reach, we're going to be in great danger, all the way down to the soul of us.
Are you scared of him?
Personally, you know, if I was scared of him, I sure wouldn't be doing this. But my faith is unshakable. I told you guys I'd have several Jesus encounters I wrote in my book.
Right.
Jesus is no joke. You know, I feel like I cheated in my faith, but I think God knew what I was going to be up against. I had no idea. But, you know, this is fascinating, George. I did not realize until I had finished writing that book. I'm like, you know, I had seen the Hat Man as a child. I'd seen him. I had a dream of him. And
he probably knew what you were going to do when you grow up or grew up, and he wanted to take you out before then.
You know what the dream was of me releasing him onto the world?
You.
That is so disturbing.
Well, in essence, you have done that. By defining him, exactly.
Yeah, it's so disturbing. I'm like, my God, I'd experienced him only that one time. And, you know, I didn't want to look at the topic, what things were pointing to when people were writing me like crazy about the one image on my website. And I'm like, he is the devil. I didn't want to look at it. For years, I would not address it. I let people think he was a shadow person, because I hadn't seen him myself.
For the benefit of people, Heidi, who are driving around or they're in bed and they're not by their computer or smartphone, would you kind of paint the picture and describe its face?
Oh, gosh. Sometimes he's clean shaven. He could be quite pale. Solid black eyes if you do see his skin. But sometimes people do describe his eyes being a very deep red glowing. His hat is very distinctive, flat gaucho hat, but I've heard of a derby hat. I've heard of a cowboy hat. The second most common is the top hat.
The top hat.
He'll wear a cape or a trench coat, three-piece suit. Some people have seen a chained watch on his hip.
I mean, he reminds me of Jack the Ripper, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Oh, and the sensation that people get and when they meet him is one of deep fear of losing their soul.
How is his nose shaped? You know, pointy?
Very pointed. You know, if you take his hat and his hair away, he might look somewhat like a hybrid of sorts. And now aliens have been seen alongside of him as well. And I've had people, this is another pattern. That
would he be called good? Would he be called good looking?
I've never heard that.
All right. A good-looking
hat man. Time is another element that's been coming up, very much like aliens.
Explain that.
I've had people say, you know, I went out to my car. I had to get something out of my car, and I'm in the driveway for 2 minutes, and I see this guy walk up to the car, and next thing I know, somebody's knocking on my window saying, you've been out here for an hour.
Jeez.
Yeah.
And they thought they were there for minutes.
So, and I don't know if they're frozen in fear. I don't know what's happening to these people.
Have you had a psychiatrist call you with cases?
I have not. But, you know, when I'm from Milwaukee. I did have the emergency services contact me to be someone to refer, people in crisis to refer to me if they were experiencing things. So that's interesting. As an occupational therapist, one of my specialties is psychological conditions.
When you do programs like ours, and you publicize help, but also publicize the Hat Man, do you get then a lot of emails the next day from people who had this experience with this thing tonight?
It increases at times. I have a pretty steady flow all the time, though. That's the creepier part.
It just keeps showing up, doesn't it?
It really does, and people are truly desperate, especially when parents see it being passed on to their children. And I think that's more disturbing than anything. They feel like it's their fault that because they couldn't be strong enough in their faith or whatever it is to, you know, keep this guy at bay, and then their children are describing the same things, and they feel really helpless. And they're like, "What do we do? We're a Christian. We're this. We tried everything." And Hatman will look for the smallest crack. It really doesn't matter, you know, why he's coming. It's just you need to be able to put your ethereal foot in his backside and show him the door. So it's not always about a weakness. He's on the search. He knows time is short. The increase in Jesus sightings, angel encounters, they're on the rise, as well as these dark entities, shadow people. You know, this 99.9% of my emails are Hat Man, but I still do get some of Shadow People as well. But mostly that the Hat Man is directing Shadow People to do something to someone.
Can you get
Old Hag is alongside a Hat Man too?
Yeah, that's interesting. Can you get the Shadow Person or the Hat Man to back off by invoking the name of Jesus or something like that?
Honestly, it's the only thing I know to work. And for those people who are paralyzed and can't speak, I tell them they need to bless their home or where they sleep, the room itself, themselves, bless it themselves. I've had so many people say, I had the priest come in and do whatnot. And I'm like, it's your home. It's your faith. You can't hide behind somebody else's faith because that's why he's coming at you. You got to defend your home and where you lay your head at night. And if your children are being attacked, have them perform the blessing with you. And unless you're Native American, I wouldn't use sage, just water, spring water. I'd use a cross necklace, have the spring water out in sunlight for a couple hours, go to every corner of your home and say a small prayer and back yourself. Seal the doors and every corner, every closet, cabinet, and then seal the final door to your home. And he won't come in. He will not come in. He'll come at you in your dreams after that, because he's trying to find a way in. Somebody may drag a piece of him on their shoe and get it in your house. You just bless your home again. I would not be able to do what I'm doing today if I had not done that myself, and if I had not had the Jesus encounters that I did, because I wouldn't have the strength. I really wouldn't.
So you would say overall that the more serious issue is the Hat Man, not Slender Man.
Oh, definitely. Slender Man is fictional. But I think people are confusing definitely this fictional character for the real deal, the Hat Man, who does not always wear a hat.
And you think the stabbing episode, for example, in Wisconsin, might have been the Hat Man, not Slender Man, and that got mistaken,
really,
or what?
I really do. I don't think it was a coincidence that he did it right near my home. 2 weeks after I published the book on him, he came at me twice. I actually should say three times, literally weeks before I published the book. And then this goes on right next to my family's home. And I took note right away. I've had people that are saying, just before I wrote you, I was being attacked by him so heavily, and especially after I wrote you. And him literally saying to people, you got a hold of that bee, and he hates my guts. I am so glad. I take it as a compliment because it lets me know I'm doing something right. And that's what it's all about.
All right, Heidi, hold on. We're going to talk about shadow people when we come back and phone calls next on Coast to Coast AM.